here's the subject. Okay. Boss loaned money, and now she's pregnant. Whole lot of stuff has been left out. Here we go. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I have a problem, and hopefully you can steer me in the right direction. My wife and I were 5 months behind on our rent. I slept with my boss, who gave me a loan. She paid the past due on the 5 months rent that we were behind. She later got pregnant and lost her job. She wanted to move in with my wife and me since she was having my baby. I said, okay. But my wife got mad. So I ignored my wife and moved her in anyway. It's no big deal. When my boss finds a new job, she will pay us back. Why would my wife see anything wrong with this? What?
It's a comedian's dream.
Steve Harvey, this letter was tailor-made for you. As Tommy said, a comedian's dream. This is what I just need your wife to do immediately. Just go to the closet, the basement, anywhere. Get the suitcases, start packing. And no, not for her, but for you, okay? And you're ignorant behind. You are just a disgrace to good husbands everywhere. You're the most disrespectful person. You're clueless of what you're doing. First, you sleep with your boss. Then you sleep with her with no protection. Then you think it's okay. Then you don't get why your wife is upset with you. Are you for real? Are you for real? I mean, there's just no words to describe how stupid you are and that this letter is. Yes, this is a very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. All you're thinking about is you slept with your boss, you got the money for the rent, but no thought went into anything else. Nothing. I mean, this is ridiculous. This letter is crazy. I feel so bad for your wife. Now she's got to put up with you. She's got to, and what you've done to destroy the marriage, the family, everything. I hope she leaves you. I really do. I hope she leaves you today. Steve?
I got to drink some water.
This is so crazy.
Yeah, take your time on this one, boy. Make me proud.
Come on.
Boss loaned money.
Have no help.
And now she pregnant. I have a problem. Here, the letter is wrong from the get.
Yeah.
I have a problem. Hopefully, you can steer me in the right direction. Excuse me? And then the shortest strawberry letter we've had, yeah, packed with the dumbest facts we've ever had. My wife and I were 5 months behind on the rent. Excuse me. First of all, man, I mean, I understand that things can happen and go bad for you. I do understand that. But 5 months back on your rent and you working, what are you spending the money on? If you can't spend your money on where to stay, I got if the lights is out. I got if it ain't hardly nothing to eat. But that roof over the head, we got to have that. So you decided, because you're obviously a person who's born to make really, really stupid-ass decisions.
Hmm.
So you decided with whatever money you had to not pay the rent. I slept with my boss who gave me a loan. She paid the past due on 5 months rent that we were behind. Okay. I can see that part.
Okay.
You know, let's men. I can see that part. If you sleep with me. I can see that part. I can see a man thinking that. If you sleep with me, I'll give you your rent. I can see a man doing that. Hell, I know women who do it.
Yeah, women.
I know women who sleep with men for their rent. Exactly. That's not the trip, y'all, is it?
Exactly.
She later got pregnant and lost her job. Wait a minute, excuse me. She was your boss, but then you say she later got pregnant, which means y'all kept sleeping together after you got the rent.
Yep.
Come on here, boy.
See, that's what that means right there. And then she lost her job. But then here's a statement. She wanted to move in with my wife and me. Who is this? Who is this hell for him?
Man.
So now, you dumb and dumber, then got pregnant, and dumb and dumber want to move in together.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.